Greetings, saints. Many blessings to you. Thank you for joining us today for the Unleavened Bread Bible Study. We appreciate you so much. Father, in Jesus' name, we ask that you give us wisdom today. Help us to do warfare against the principalities and powers and rulers of darkness. Oh Lord, teach everyone in their home that they can be responsible to take care of these problems in their own homes. And we thank you, Father, for doing that in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I'm going to do part three of They Shall Cast Out Demons. Just want to remind you of something a little bit here, lay a foundation. Being in the bride is a great reward. And they're going to be given a great reward too. So I pray that none of you miss it. We know that many, because of sin and oppression of demons, will be cast into outer darkness and will receive no reward whatsoever. But we know that 2 Corinthians 7:1 says, "Having therefore these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all defilement of flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God." Well, you can notice here that by the power of God, you can cast out the spirits in your house, which you are responsible for. And many are seeing this in these days. Thank you, Father, for giving us that grace to understand this in Jesus' name. And I'll remind you, too, that something I shared recently on a program, and that is that Eve had a dream that Father was sweeping out the last remnants of dirt from the bride's new beautiful white house. And in parallel to that, the bride, being typed by Eve in that dream, was throwing the cats out of the house because they messed on the floor. That sounds like a defiling to me. And also, they would not kill the last few mice, representing their beastly flesh. And then she said that, quote, "I was complaining to the man," whom she said was her father, "sweeping the floor as I went to throw the trash bag into the can on the porch, and I was walking towards the front door. The man was angry and disappointed at the cats and said to me, 'I guess I'll have to take away their reward.' He said this with sadness as he finally grabbed the dustpan and swept the last little pile of dirt into it to toss it outside." And then she gives the verse, John 15:6, "If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and they gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned." And, of course, the cats represent self-will people who have refused to get rid of their sins. Even though they know the gospel, that they have authority over sin, they do not take it nor exercise faith to do warfare against it or the demons that enforce it. So, saints, God's getting serious about this. He says we're running out of time, you know, to be in the bride and to bear the fruit and so on and so forth, and to receive the great reward that the bride is going to receive, which is over and above anything else the rest of the church is going to receive, as you can see by the parables of Scripture. And then after the last sin and sinner left the house, symbolized by the cats and the dirt, the reward was given. They moved into the larger house, which we have already spoken about as more freedom, more power, more people, many things. the liberty that Jesus had. He whom the Son sets free is free indeed, right? So we can see that this sin and the sinners have been holding up the reward. And I encourage you to sanctify yourselves and repent of any sinful thoughts or ways. Confess your sins and pray one for another that you may be a part of the clean bride, so you will receive the reward of the larger, white, and holy house. And again, the parables point this out, like Esther, who was chosen from among the virgins of the kingdom and moved into the king's house after becoming pleasing unto him. And it's going to be that way today. The church, of course, has totally diluted and destroyed every parable by saying that the whole church is the bride. No such thing. Remember the Shulamite in Song of Solomon? Or Shulamite means the perfected one. She found her king, didn't she? I mean, if you're seeking after the Lord, you're going to find him. This is all very clear. It's either the sin goes or the person goes, at least as far as being in the bride at this time. And we are concentrating on getting cleaned up for the Lord and his rewards to the bride. He has led us to have deliverance sessions for those who have asked in our local body. And the brethren are taking advantage of this. You can do this in your own family or in your own group. Remember, 2 Corinthians 7 and 1. Having therefore these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all defilement of flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. So we know that we're told in Romans chapter 6, reckon yourself to be dead unto sin, but alive unto God, and let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body. Yes, there is a way to let not sin reign. Sin is something that invites the devil and the demons into your life and gives it much more power. And, of course, you know, if there's something that you feel you haven't been able to overcome, you might should look at whether this is not just flesh but a demon spirit enforcing that flesh. So, obviously, if you want to be in the bride, you have to be growing during the season that you have to grow and mature. And don't waste the time. And redeem the time. The days are evil. I believe, you know, everyone is making a list of their temptations. We've already gone through our local assembly and some others who contacted us. But everyone's making a list of their temptations, which are also the names of demons, like rejection, fear, anger, faction, lust, so on and on. And this list is a way to confess your sins, which God then promises to deliver you from in 1 John 1, 7 through 9. But if we walk in the light, that's not in darkness, right? Because we've been delivered out of the power of darkness. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. Some don't have fellowship with others, can't have fellowship with others because of their sin. And the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Cleanses us from all sin. It's an awesome promise. We're having, therefore, these promises. Let us cleanse ourselves from all defilement of flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. And if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and righteous to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So, we have been using this list from each person to quickly get to the deliverance of demons, of known temptations, because you know the demons, how they manifest through your known temptations. And then we forcefully command the demons which are left to give their names. And, of course, in the name of Jesus, we cast these unknown ones out too. And it's been doing a wonderful job. Many are really excited about changes of things that were many things were inherited, you know, that people have had all their lives. Of course, we're not finding the big things, the strong demons, because many of these have already been dealt with through the word that a lot of people study with us. It's powerful to deliver people from sin and from demons. So we're not finding the great big problems, you know. But these are coming out with manifestations. And when you command them to speak, of course, the most common way that they speak is in your mind, or in the mind of the person that's being delivered, right? And they can take over their mouth. We have seen that too, of the person being delivered. So tell the person to cooperate and to give the name if they hear it in their mind. We know that these can be strange names from different languages of peoples or false gods. And that, of course, they have inhabited through the centuries, right? Strange names, foreign names. Also, they can be descriptive names, like we just mentioned. They'll answer to either name. They'll obey either name. You just have to believe that. And they will obey you if you believe it. Mark 16 and 17 says, "And these signs shall accompany them that believe. In my name they shall cast out demons." And Luke 9 and 1, "And he called the 12 together and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases." Luke 10 and 19, "Behold, I have given you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any wise hurt you." You need to believe that too, that they don't have authority over you. I've been threatened by all kinds of people, witches and false religious cults who did black masses to destroy me, and the wicked can't do that. You know, if you're walking in him, you're trusting in him, and you cast down their authority, they just can't do it. And Psalm 91 is clear that his angels will bear thee up, lest you dash your foot against a stone, right? Also, ask God for words of knowledge or wisdom and discerning of spirits, or a vision if necessary, anything to help you deliver the person, either in your family or yourself, or in your assembly or whatever. And you should also command the demons to tell the truth, because it doesn't come natural to them. And forbid them to hide, because they like to do that, move around and hide. So you tell them, do not move from place to place in the body of the person, but to come out in Jesus' name, right? Whatever you tell them, they have to do. You just have to know that, right? Sometimes they will manifest in ways to try to stay by holding on to some part of the person's insides, which can can be felt as pressure or pain or burning or tingling or different manifestations. And Father's been doing a tremendous job in our local body and in larger UBM because people are doing this in their homes. And there's much rejoicing and the testimonies of demons being removed that were received in childhood or inherited. They sometimes come out with various manifestations like coughing and yawning, gagging, physical feelings, or sometimes nothing at all. You just feel light delivered, right? So, and also I suggest that you don't stand around and keep commanding them to come out, because then they know you don't understand authority and they will just play games with you and they'll move around and they'll do different things, you know, and try to get you to act on what you see rather than what you know. Jesus didn't do this. He didn't spend hours casting out demons. He just commanded them and walked on, you know. So forcefully give the command and move on to the next one. Some will come out immediately and others may come out for several days afterwards. But you have to hold on to your faith. Hold fast the confession of your hope that it waver not, for he is faithful it promised. And they will come out. They have to come out because you told them to. And you have to believe that, right? And when the person feels free of the in the meeting, just pray for them to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Some people are getting more filled with the Holy Spirit than they ever have been, simply because the demons aren't hindering. And exhort them to stay in the Word, which keeps our mind in correct order so that demons can't take advantage of us, right? And we've received words from the Lord recently that God is giving a lot of grace right now for this cleansing process, to finish up this cleansing process, like in Eve's dream, to sweep out the last little bit of dirt, right? Praise God. I'll share this testimony here with you. It's we called it Deliverance in Tasmania from Rian and Claire. They said, "Dear David, we have experienced many acts of deliverance while being in Tasmania. However, recently Claire has been struggling with anger again over the past few weeks. And last Sunday, she decided to fast for the week, and almost immediately she had a headache that took over her whole head." Yeah, demons can do that. They don't like you to fast. Besides the natural and normal headache people get sometimes, if they drink coffee and they're now off of it, about the third day, that stuff starts leaving your system and you get a headache. That happens quite regularly. But demons also do this. They can even, if they know you're going to a deliverance session, they can give you a headache. We've had that happen. How people felt bad because the demons knew they were going to a deliverance session and tried to stop them from going. Many people said that. They should try to stop me from doing this. Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do. And anyway, Rian went on. He said, "By Friday afternoon, we were at a point of desperation. Even though we have commanded demons to leave many times for others as well as ourselves. And this time it seemed we did not pray with authority." Well, that could be, but I'll tell you this. I know this, that casting out individual demons is good, always, but getting out all of their support or supporting demons in this manner that we're talking about is better and longer lasting. I mean, demons open doors to other demons that are associated with them and are needed in their work. And so if you know one demon, you know of other associated demons that come along with that, you know, and you can deal with them. So when you do this thorough job, basically you're closing a lot of doors that the demons can use to open up and to bring back what you just cast out. But when you do this thorough job and they don't have any support anymore, it's much harder for them to come back, right? And he went on to say, the demon showed itself to Claire as a green snake and only partly appeared and wanted to come out but didn't. And every time it came out into the light, it got burnt and thus receded. And so, okay, this is a demon that manifests and then goes back to hiding, right? Well, they're all of them will basically do that, you know. They want to hide. They want you to believe this is just you. They don't want you to believe that this is a demon that you can focus on and cast out. Which, by the way, you can struggle with sins for a long, long time. And if you don't take care of the demons many times, you won't make as much progress, obviously. But you know you were delivered out of the power of darkness. In other words, the demons and the sin has no power over you. It was canceled at the cross. So we realized that we both suffered from anger, even though we expressed it differently. Ironically, this made me angry towards Claire as well as God, but as you will find out, it only lasted about a day. Yeah, because they got rid of them, right? So on Saturday afternoon, we listened to the teaching of Thursday, May the 30th, regarding deliverance. And how awesome is God that he planned that we listen to that specific teaching on this day. Yes, he's sovereign over all things, and he can certainly have you in the right place at the right time and not in the wrong place at the wrong time. And you're always marvel when you stumble into the will of God and you say, this must have been God, right? Yeah. So tonight we had a little deliverance session and prayed for each other. We are the only two members of our fellowship when our kids are asleep. So before we started, we confessed our sins to each other and also listed and forgave everyone that we needed to. Number one thing there, always confess your sins and always forgive. These are the two main things that keep people from getting deliverance. Many times the demons will say, we have a right to be here. A lot of times they lie, and they don't have a right, and you can tell them that and cast them out. But if there is some willful disobedience that is not being repented of, or unforgiveness, which turns a person over to Satan, or unforgiveness that Jesus said, Matthew 18:34-35, would cause you to be turned over to the tormentors by the Father himself. Now you can't permanently get demons out when you've been turned over to demons. So if you find that they keep coming back, you need to examine if you've forgiven everyone, right? And confess your sins, because he said he's faithful and just to forgive you and to cleanse you of all unrighteousness. So those are two very important things before deliverance you should do. Then we could speak with authority to a list of demons, and they have all packed their bags and left our house. Praise God. Claire's headache, as well as mine, has disappeared, and the nose dried up immediately. Praise the Lord. And we received Amos 3, 5 through 7. Can a bird fall in a snare upon the earth where no gin is set for him? You know, let me say, the demons are constantly setting snares for people. That when you cross that line and fall into temptation and sin, they have permission from God to chasten such a person. And like Paul in 1 Corinthians 5, turned a man over to Satan for the destruction of his flesh, that his spirit might be saved in the day of the Lord. The curse that is causeless alighteth not. So, you know, there's a reason. Try to find the reason. Try to find the cause. If you just deal with the effect instead of the cause, you might be doing it again, doing it again, doing it again. I want to say, sometimes people on the surface, you know, have blocked things from their minds, and they don't want to recognize, for instance, that they may not be forgiving someone. We've had that happen. And deliverance was impossible until the person, you know, I would say came more and more under the curse and decided it was not worth blocking this thing from their mind or believing that they've forgiven somebody that they haven't. You know, if somebody, when they come to your mind, you have bad feelings, guess what? You haven't forgiven them. So you can waste a lot of time on somebody trying to get them delivered if they are not forgiving people and have been turned over to the tormentors by the Father himself. So shall a snare spring up from the ground and have taken nothing at all? Well, quite often the demons are successful to take people down because people are not dealing with their sins every day, being consistent. And being consistent to cast out demons, because demons open doors for demons, right? Yes, they do. And there's the main demon, which many times is called the doorkeeper demon, because he opens the door for the lesser demons to come in. And when you start commanding demons to come out, by the way, sometimes the doorkeeper demon pushes these little demons forward and sacrifices them. But by the way, if you just keep taking those out as he pushes them forward, you're going to finally get to him, and he won't have any support. So you can cooperate with them as they cooperate with you. Take the demons out, whichever ones come forward and speak, you know. Shall the trumpet be blown in the city and a people not be afraid? Yeah, you know, many people's city is being invaded by an enemy that seeks to kill them, and they act like nothing is happening. Shall evil befall a city and the Lord hath not done it? Yes, even if evil comes, the Lord invited beast entities to take over his people when they fell into sin. And that's a chastening that turns people back to God. So the Lord uses the demons to do that. The Lord has done it. If evil comes, the Lord has done it. Whether it's the beast entity against a city or a nation or a beast entity against your own self, your mind. Surely the Lord will do nothing except he reveal his secret unto his servants, the prophets. Yes, and, you know, we've just shared a method. God's got methods that are very good. You can ask him for all of those, discerning of spirits, word of knowledge, word of wisdom, visions, to identify demons and to cast them out. He has these, and another one is to demand that they give their name. So wisdom will direct you in this regard. If you truly repent and truly don't want these demons ruling over you and ruining your life and ruining your family's life, Go for it. Do warfare. Don't get distracted. The other things are not important, right? And, of course, he went on to say, we prayed for our kids to receive deliverance, too. And here's a list of demons that no longer reside in these willing vessels. Okay, let me say before I read these lists that they are types of much larger lists that could be coming against you. And you can tell by the nature. It doesn't matter what the nature is, the nature can be a demon. You may think some of these things on this list are just flesh and not demons, but it really doesn't make any difference. You can command either one to come out, can't you? Because we were delivered. He said, reckon yourself to be dead unto sin. If it's an act of faith that helps you to win the battle, command even the flesh to be gone from you in the name of Jesus. You know, we were delivered of flesh too at the cross and have authority over it. And also many things are inherited through the bloodlines, but we have received the blood of Jesus, which is pure, right? We got new blood. Everything, the curses that were passed on from your parents to you, you're not under anymore. You're under the new blood of Jesus Christ. Reconciliation has been made, right? So you can command inherited spirits and flesh to go from a person. It will help them to exercise faith that they've been delivered. Remember what Jesus said, all things whatsoever you pray and ask for, believe you received them, and you shall have them. So, oh, here's the list. Rion's list is rejection, anger, irritation, hate. You'll find associated demons here that help one another. They're very close, you know. Racism, greed, rebellion, lust, lying, impatience, know-it-all. Yet they answer to some names like that. Laziness, tiredness, and got a healing for ears. Healing for the hip. So, of course, these are problems in the flesh that can be spirits of infirmity. You can cast out spirits of infirmity. Selfishness, critical, judgmental, self-righteous, faction, so on. And Claire had a list. You know, I'm helping you to see just a pattern of different demons that you may realize there is a descriptive name for any lust or any problem that you have, and they will answer to that just as they will their personal name. Sometimes they give their personal name when you command it, and it may, like I said, may be very different kind of name because it came from a different culture, maybe thousands of years ago, you know. And sometimes they don't make any sense whatsoever. Tongues are tongues of men or tongues of angels, right? So they can be an otherworldly name, right? So Claire got anger, jealousy, James Dean. Yes, demons can take on names like that. And she has a little note here. Who knew, you know, who knew that would happen, you know? Gluttony, vanity, lack of confidence, overanalyzing, researching, laziness, tiredness, controlling, critical, judgmental. And sometimes these things don't come up in a person's life, but I asked everybody to examine what are they tempted with. You know, they don't come up to the measure of a demon. They're just flesh. Doesn't matter. You don't want it, cast it from you in the name of Jesus by faith, right? And Micah got picking his skin, a child here, picking his skin, bullying, selfishness, arguing, vanity, low self-esteem, and silliness. Well, Some kids are just a little silly, huh? So, you know, whatever is the problem, you know, deal with the principalities and powers and rulers of darkness behind it. You know, don't just beat up on the child, you know, because a lot of parents do that. They think they're, because they're wrestling with flesh and blood instead of the principalities and powers and rulers of darkness. We don't want to do that. You can actually hurt your children, not just physically, but mentally, if you keep trying to beat something out of them. Do some spiritual warfare. And, you know, you say, I don't feel comfortable. Well, get some help. Get somebody around you that will cast out demons, right? Get some help. Somebody to agree with you. Get among people that are like the first disciples. And if they're not healing the sick and casting out demons, they're not disciples of Christ. These signs shall accompany them that believe. Jesus has a right to identify what a believer is. A believer is just what a disciple was in Jesus' day. Nothing less. Tabitha. Fairness. Some people feel like they should enforce fairness. victimhood, vanity, comparison, disobedience, sly, overreacting. Okay, we're getting through all the children here. Daniel, disobedience, disrespect, rebellion, anger, self-will, whining, and tantrums. Well, boy, I tell you, thank God for delivering this family from these enemies, right? Ain't God good? So, we both had dreams last night after the deliverance. Here's Claire's dream. There was a big purple snake in an enclosure. However, the enclosure did not have a ceiling or glass between us and it. Instead, it was gauze. This snake was able to transform into a Middle Eastern-looking girl who hid from us. Well, the girl, Middle Eastern, could mean foreigner, foreign to you, shouldn't be in you for sure. The little girl may well be Claire's fleshly fruit. Don't know. Flesh as well as demons hide from us, but their symptoms give them away. The names above that we've mentioned are their nature. And she went on to say, after trying to catch the snake and it moving around continuously, it started coming through the vent. It became like a gas. I believe this is representing spirits coming into the house through unrepented sin. Yes, that's what they do. Do yourself a favor. Continuously confess your sins one to another and pray one for another, okay, as the scripture commands. I mean, you don't need this buildup, this geometric progression of demon infestation, do you? No, well, keep up with it, okay? At this point, I turned to Rion and said to him, this thing is playing games with us, and they will do that. They will deceive you. I commanded it out in Jesus' name, and it was gone. And demons do many things to deceive us regarding their presence. They don't want you to believe that you have a demon. They'll even get mad when somebody says to you, that's a demon. They get mad. Here's the word that they received, Luke 12:46. The Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he expecteth not, and in an hour when he knoweth not, and shall cut him asunder and appoint his portion with the unfaithful. So, we have to be diligent to keep our house clean of all defilements of flesh and spirit, because God could come any day for us. People do die unexpectedly. They are taken from this world in different ways. We have great disasters coming. We've been told by the Lord that are going to kill many people here in America, especially. So keep up with it, right? And that servant who knew his Lord's will and made not ready, nor did according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes. So if you know, once you know and you have understanding that you are to resist and stand against sin and the demons, and you don't do it, you're going to get a whipping. And probably they have something to do with the whipping. Demons make you miserable. But he that knew not and did things worthy of stripes shall be beaten with few stripes. And to whomsoever much is given, of him shall much be required. And to whom they commit much, of him will they ask the more. So when you know of sin and how to deal with it by the promises of God, or demons and how to deal with them by the promises of God, you're responsible to apply the sword of the Spirit and the blood of Jesus to it, right? Amen. Okay, here's Rion's dream. I was getting into a boxing ring for a bare fist match. That hurts. My opponent was a plain-looking, middle-aged woman. She was quite chatty, despite my best punches, jabs, uppercuts, big swings all landing fairly well. It didn't move or faze her an inch. And I looked at the crowd in disbelief, and they all seemed to agree and waited eagerly for something to happen. And he said, "We believe this woman is wisdom." Well, if so, many of our actions and words are against her. This was a fight, right? As exhibited by boxing with her. But she will endure and be there for us if we will listen. She is one who we need to cooperate with to be able to do warfare. Wisdom, prophets, for warfare against our enemies, right? But a lot of things we say and do are against our own well-being. We speak the curses on ourselves because we disagree with the word. We can act in ways that will open doors for the devil to come against us. How can you win a battle when you're the one letting the enemy in, right? So this is what this dream is all about, this demonstration, I believe. And he said she was not able to fall, but stayed upright against all the attacks. And afterward, Claire heard she should look at Proverbs 4 as I was telling her the dream. Proverbs 4, 6, and 7, they mention here, "Forsake her not, and she will preserve thee. Love her, and she will keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. Yea, with all thy getting, get understanding." Well, you need wisdom and understanding if you're fighting an enemy. They call it in the physical world intelligence. Although there isn't much there, it's and a lot of it's turned evil in these days. Intelligence is necessary to know what your enemy's doing and to agree and to exercise the promises of God, which are our own intelligence, right? And they said, "Many blessings, and we trust this will bring joy to the brethren." It certainly has to us and other people. You know, we've talked to people around the world during this, and it's kept us pretty busy. That's why we're hoping that everybody will do it themselves. And she goes on to say, thank you for sharing the word, the truth. It builds up our faith. As always, God is a wonderful deliverer. Well, amen. Well, Father, we ask that you remove the roadblocks in the way of brethren that are listening today to doing this. I know that sometimes one parent may be a believer and one not, at least as the scripture hath said. You know, there are many, many religious people out there who wouldn't think of casting out demons, even though it's to their own destruction. And they don't believe in it, or they may not even believe in the demons. And they may claim to be Christian, but they're Christian as Christ-like. He believed in demons and he cast them out. It was probably at least a third of his ministry of casting out demons, and his disciples too. How can we say that we are disciples of Jesus if we don't do the same thing? He said, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And so what he did, casting out demons, is something we're called to do. Don't be distracted. Don't be turned away. Don't be embarrassed by people who don't know anything about. Remember, the Pharisees weren't casting out demons, right? And a lot of times they failed, as we had a demonstration in the scriptures there when they did do it. But they generally were not casting out demons. They were teaching people to live with them. That's what religion does today, false Christian religion. Just live with it. Just be forgiven. Some people are so hopeless of the promises of God, which they now believe are not for today, that they don't have any hope of being delivered of demons. And it's so easy, because you have authority over all their power. And authority is the right to use their power or command their power or command their power not to be used, you know, but it's authority over them. And that's what Jesus gave us, authority over all the power of the enemy. He said, these signs will accompany them that believe. You just need to believe, right? In my name, they will cast out demons. In my name. I say the name of Jesus a lot when I'm casting out demons. And it does seem to bother them. Sometimes I just say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And they get all in a tizzy. You know. And sometimes I talk about the blood because they don't want to hear about the blood either. Or if they remind you of your past, remind them of their future. They don't like that either. So anyway. Well, Father, we thank you so much, Lord. And we ask that you give wisdom to all the brethren out there to be sanctified through this manner and all other manners that you've given us to do this. And that that power will be given to the brethren for this sanctifying process, that they will exercise faith in the scriptures, maybe even copy down promises for them to remind them. Some people put them around in their house so they can see it, read it, and be reminded, you know. And thank you, Father, for being with us and actually sending us power and authority too. Also sending us what we call the guardian angels. Everybody's got guardian angels. They're there to guard you. And you can tell them what to do. Angels are ministering spirits sent forth to do service that are heirs of salvation. You speak things that you want done. Like, defend me today. Right? And those angels, by the way, they have power over all demons. They have authority over all demons. You can enlist their help in getting the demons out. I've asked them many times, you know, stick them with your sword. Make them uncomfortable in there, you know. Force them out. You know, that's what I've told the angels many times. And they, of course, do that. And so you can enlist them, you know, as Hebrews says, to bring about and manifest the Lord's salvation. The Lord's salvation, He delivered us out of the powers of darkness. We've been given authority, as Ephesians says, they're all the principalities and powers are under the feet of the body of Christ. That's the very lowest member of the body of Christ has authority over the demons. No, you don't have to be somebody. You just need to be born again, and that makes you somebody in the eyes of Christ and somebody in the eyes of the demons. Because they know even a little baby Christian who has a little bit of knowledge can do them an awful lot of damage. And we thank you, Father, that we've been given total dominion over all of their power. And we should be taking it. By the way, keep on doing the battle on the political front, too. There is some powerful things the enemy is trying to do. They're trying to bring about a world war and kill as many people as possible. They're trying to bring about, they've done several times, a plague. And it's been stopped several times, but it's not always going to be stopped. And that's because people don't pray. Don't do warfare. There is a terrible plague coming, friends. And God is even going to use it to take down the wicked who are hindering the kingdom of God. And so God uses vessels of honor and vessels of dishonor. He's going to do this. Make sure you're not one of those taken down because you are exercising your faith in the promises of God. You are exercising your faith in the Passover Lamb, Jesus Christ, who became accursed for us so that we could have Abraham's blessings, right? Eat the Lamb, which is the Word of God. Eat the Lamb and be defended against the enemy. Put up your shield of faith. Faith in what? Faith in the promises of God. Don't just let the promises go to waste. Find promises that cover anything you have, any problem that you have, any enemy that you have, and know those promises and exercise them and swing them like a sword against the enemy and defend yourself like a shield, the shield of faith, right? Go to war. If you don't fight, you will lose. If you do fight according to wisdom, you will win. Oh, praise be to God. You will not fail. You will win. You can do warfare for your family. You can do warfare for people long distance. You know, it doesn't matter about distance in the demonic realm, in the spiritual realm. We cast many demons out over the telephone, many. It has nothing to do with nothing. You just have authority over them. No matter where they are, you can speak to them. So, Father, in Jesus' name, thank you. Thank you for this wisdom, this understanding, this grace. Please reach out and touch our brethren. Give them such an interest in the Word that they will go in there and seek out how to be a disciple of Jesus in this matter of casting out demons and healing the sick and bringing salvation in all forms. Thank you, Father, for doing this for us in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you for joining us, saints. We'll do this again sometime. Michael Hare is going to come and share a word with you, and we ask in the name of Jesus that Michael's word be anointed and blessed to touch all out there. By the way, Michael on his conference call, they've been casting out demons too. And it's been a blessing to the people there, just like, you know, and these people, of course, are joining us from all over the world. So, but still, it doesn't make any difference. The Lord is casting out demons. He's restoring people. He's delivering people from things they never even thought they could be delivered from. Praise be to God. Thank you, Father. So thank you for that success. In Jesus' name. Good night, saints.